Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hello and welcome to This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod, the ultimate classic rock podcast, with new episodes released every single day. I'm Paul Stevenson, thanks as always for hitting play. Today is December the 18th, and on this day in 1998, Alice Cooper opened his Cooperstown restaurant in Phoenix. To celebrate, his original bandmates Michael Bruce and Neil Smith joined him. It was the first time the three of them had been on stage together in 24 years. On this day in 1981, on his 38th birthday, which makes him 79 years old today, Keith Richards, during a Stones gig in Hampton, Virginia, was rushed on stage by a fan. But Keith saw him coming and smacked the fan with his guitar. As security got involved to sort the deal out, Keith calmly strapped the guitar back on and kept on playing, ever the professional. On this day in 1963, the Beatles replaced The Beatles on top of the UK singles chart. She Loves You was toppled from the number one spot by I Want to Hold Your Hand. Now, as well as Keith Richards celebrating, we have to say a happy 69th birthday to Cars guitarist Elliot Easton. And we remember an influential musician, producer and A&R guy, Chaz Chandler. Chaz was a member of the Animals in the 60s, of course, with whom he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1994, but also managed bands like Jimi Hendrix and Slade, as well as many others. He was born on this day in 1938, but sadly died aged just 57 in 1996. But for our main show, we're going to focus on the number one album on this day in 1971. Yes, number one on the UK album chart on this day in 1971 was T-Rex's legendary record, Electric Warrior. Spending 8 weeks at the top spot, it became the biggest selling album of the year. Now with me to talk more about this record is a friend of mine, former Scottish radio broadcaster and a huge fan of T-Rex, Ray Atkinson.
Sandwiched between 1970's self-titled T-Rex and 1972's The Slider, Electric Warrior was the second album from the reimagined Tyrannosaurus Rex and saw Mark Boland truncate the band's name, expand the band's lineup, and in a Dylan-esque style complete his move away from an acoustic folk sound to an electric, more complete sound in what, with the benefit of hindsight, was the starting pistol of the glam rock era. Spawning two UK top 10 hit singles, Jeepster and Get It On, as well as the band's only American hit, the retitled Get It On as Bang A Gong, the album spent 8 weeks at the top of the UK album chart, as well as reaching gold status on the American Billboard chart. The iconic black and gold cover was the work of design group Hypnosis, who also produced cover concepts for the likes of Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin, Black Sabbath, 10cc, and AC/DC, not bad company to keep. Featuring an in-concert photograph of Mark by rock photography legend Spud Murphy, the album sleeve featured nearly 30 years later in the opening sequence of the film Billy Elliot, where the title character puts on the record, then dances through the grey back streets of an industrial town as it implodes during Thatcher's battle with the miners, a mirroring of the industrial conflicts of the early 1970s that the work was an original soundtrack to. From the thumping bass lines of Mambo Sun to the Chicago blues riffs of Lean Women Blues to the pure pop hooks of Jeepster, the album is a musical roller coaster of absolute pleasure that you must experience at least once in your life. It's not just one of my favourite LPs. Paul Weller is also credited as saying it's one of his favourites of all time too. Songs from Electric Warrior have been covered by the likes of Morrissey and Bolan's close friend David Bowie, amongst many others. Ranked 160 in Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Albums of All Time, as well as making it to the 1001 Albums You Must Hear Before You Die list, Electric Warrior should grace every turntable of anyone who appreciates the eccentricity of British rock music.
And a huge thanks to Ray Atkinson there. You should take his advice and give the record a spin for sure. But that's it for today's This Day Rocks. No big interview show tomorrow. I know, it's Monday. But the interviewing mic has been packed away for Christmas and the big interviews will be back in the new year. But I will release another This Day Rocks for you tomorrow so you get your daily episode. So until then, take care.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Frenino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune in to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.